أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين With the grace of Allah, you are gathered here for National Waqf-e Ijtema. And today we have with us Waqf-e Nano from Canada as well. As Waqf-e Nano, you hold a unique distinction that you are part of a group of people whose parents, prior to your birth, made a sacred vow to dedicate your lives to the service of Islam. Moreover, having reached maturity, you have independently chosen to renew this bond. In this way, you have transformed that parental pledge into your own lifelong mission. Let me also be clear that this is not a path of compulsion. Upon reaching an age of understanding, the Jamaat gives each of you the choice to either reaffirm your parents' pledge or to withdraw from the Waqf-e Nano scheme. Furthermore, if you choose to leave, you are not guilty of any sin, and nor should you be judged unkindly. Rather, acting with truth is something that Allah the Almighty requires from us and likes. So, if you are open and honest and say that you are unable to fulfill your waqf, it is your right. Over the years, a number of people have expressed their desires to withdraw from the scheme, and they are always accused. While this is their prerogative, they should not forget their responsibilities as Ahmadis and should always strive to honor the conditions of Ba'ath and fulfill the rights of Allah and of mankind. Yet, those willingly renew the pledge of Waqf-e Nano must strive with complete sincerity to fulfill it, recognizing that the standard of devotion expected of a Waqf-e Nano exceeds that of other Ahmadis. As this ijtema is specifically for the Waqf-e Nano, I shall now outline the core values you must seek to instill within yourselves to fulfill your duties and to emerge as outstanding servants of the Jamaat. Most of you have reached an age of maturity, and understanding. In fact, many of you are now married and have children of your own. Therefore, you must recognize that now is the time to fully manifest and fulfill your pledge. With this in mind, I shall now briefly outline the expectations of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam based on his words and instructions about the fulfillment of our religious duties and attaining the ranks of true believers. As Waqf-e Nau, your mindset must be that you are the primary recipient of these instructions and that you must fulfill them with greater zeal and devotion than anyone else. If you act upon these instructions, you will live as true Ahmadi Muslims and fulfill your pledge as a Waqf-e Nau. A fundamental instruction of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that his followers must manifest the highest moral standards and etiquettes at all times. He emphasized that a person must never allow their passions, anger, or ego to overpower their speech or conduct. Nor must they ever let their emotions incite them to injure the feelings of others. The Prophet Messiah Islam further explained that Allah desires for those who have associated themselves with Him to be beacons of moral excellence for others to emulate. Therefore, as Waqf-e Nau, you must not only manifest the highest moral values yourselves, but should also become the catalyst for the spiritual and moral reformation of others. While every Ahmadi should be a positive role model, the responsibility lies even heavier upon Waqf-e Nau, as you have not only accepted the Prophet Messiah alayhi salam, but also vowed to stand on the front lines of service and of giving precedence to your faith over all worldly matters. If you fail to uphold your basic duties, the world will rightly wonder how it is that you claim to prioritize your faith, yet the standard of your worship remains poor. They will question why your conduct fails to match your religious teachings. Instead of being drawn to your character, people will turn away and dismiss your claims as hollow and insincere. So it is your duty to set an example so compelling and powerful that others are naturally inclined towards you and consider you a true role model. Furthermore, the Prophet Islam instructed that our belief in the oneness of God, Tawheed, must be unconditional and unshakable. Moreover, Allah's majesty and greatness must be firmly imprinted in our hearts. A true believer should be so conscious of Allah's power and greatness that it instills within him a reverential fear that they must never commit any act that might displease him. Your gratitude and love for Allah should ignite within you a burning desire to utilize all your God-given capabilities in order to gain his pleasure and to become a pious and beneficial member of the Jamaat. When the world looks in your direction, they should recognize that the followers of the Prophet Messiah al-Islam are those who exhibit superior morals and are consumed by the awe of Allah's greatness and mercy. The Prophet Messiah al-Islam further instructed that his followers must excel in righteousness, taqwa, whereby our every action ought to be governed by a profound love for Allah and a sincere fear of displeasing him. This is a theme I often address in my Friday sermon, because the Prophet Messiah al-Islam taught that taqwa is the essence of Islamic teaching and fundamental to our faith. Indeed, in the Holy Quran, Allah commands us about the importance of taqwa on more than 100 occasions. So always remember that only if we have true righteousness in our hearts can we become sincere Ahmadis, true Waqfin and awe, and devoted Waqfi Zindagi. Regarding taqwa, the Prophet Messiah al-Islam taught that righteousness requires our words and deeds to exist in perfect harmony. If our actions contradict our words, it means hypocrisy has entered our hearts. It means we do not fear displeasing Allah. Instead of reaping Allah's rewards, such people descend into sin and incur his displeasure. As such, you must all reflect upon whether you are truly striving to achieve these high standards. If you have exhibited moral or spiritual weaknesses in the past, you must sincerely pledge that from this moment onwards, you will strive to bring about a spiritual transformation in your life. Make a firm resolution in your hearts that everything you say and do shall be governed by a desire to attain Allah's nearness. Remember, it is not too late to bring about a positive change in your life. The doors to Allah's mercy and grace are always open to those who sincerely seek them. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam further explained that Allah has blessed us with many faculties and abilities, but they are not bestowed upon us to be wasted or squandered in vain pursuits. Instead, they are granted for a great and noble purpose. Thus, we must never abuse these God-given gifts. We must use them in the pursuit of goodness and the service of faith, and never in the commission of evil or immoral practices. Today, we often hear about the technological revolution that has taken place in recent decades. Yet, instead of propelling humanity forward, these modern technologies all too often drive people towards vice and corrupting forces. Unquestionably, the internet, social media, gaming, and other platforms are fueling a tide of immorality and misinformation. They are polluting minds and thrusting young people in the direction of depravity, indecency, and destructive addictions. These platforms are designed to take us away from our true purpose and to erode moral values for the sake of profit and pushing a godless agenda. In the face of such destructive influences, you must exercise absolute self-control and discipline. Instead of succumbing and surrendering your moral values and potential to fleeting temptations, you must maintain control over your emotions and ensure that your God-given capabilities are used in positive ways. Those who do not, who do so will be immediately rewarded by Allah. In the Holy Quran, Allah the Almighty says that قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Surely, success does come to the believers. To attain this success, the Prophet Muhammad taught that Salat is fundamental. A believer must be diligent in offering the five daily prayers. Moreover, our prayers should be offered in a state of absolute humility and total submission to Allah the Almighty. A person's focus must be directed entirely towards Allah alone. It should not be that you rush your prayers merely to fulfill the obligation. Instead, as you begin each namaz, your mindset should be that you are entering the throne of Allah in order to present all your desires and needs before Him. You should immerse yourselves so fervently in prayer that tears naturally fall from your eyes as you submit and bow down before your Creator. Beseech Him for His help and mercy, that you may be counted among the righteous and among those who adopt virtue and abstain from sin. Pray with all your heart that Allah enables you to utilize the abilities and faculties He has granted you in a way that leads to His prayer and nearness. This is the key to success, which leads to the acceptance of one's prayers. In today's world, people are very quick to voice frustration and lament their misfortune without exhibiting patience or self-reflection. Many people, including amongst the Waqfino, are quick to complain over trivial matters or worldly desires that have not been immediately fulfilled. However, the Prophet ﷺ taught us that our deepest concern and greatest source of restlessness, far beyond any worldly loss or trial, should be whether we are truly walking on the path of righteousness. He taught that if a person is truly grief-stricken over their spiritual state and yearns for Allah's love beyond everything else, they will find that success and prosperity will begin to gush forth in their direction. He further stated that if a person aspires to attain true excellence, everlasting felicity, and above all, the pleasure of Allah, there is a clear and definitive path to follow. Follow the Holy Quran. By following its teaching, not only will a person acquire spiritual peace, but they will also win the hearts of their families, their peers, neighbors, and the wider society. Thus, always remember that the Holy Quran is our greatest and foremost guiding light. immerse yourself in the study and seek to act upon all of its divine commands. Allah has clearly defined what is right and what is wrong. If you inculcate these Quranic teachings into the fabric of your character, others will naturally gravitate towards you, and your words will have a powerful effect. Sometimes complexes emerge amongst young people, where they feel that they must conceal their faith in order to fit in with society. However, remember that others will respect and value you if you are sincere to your faith and practice what you preach. Therefore, submerge yourselves in Quran's heavenly light and strive to act upon every one of its injunctions. On another occasion, the Prophet ﷺ stated that to have a strong and positive effect on the hearts and minds of others, you must first better your own state and ensure that your conduct is governed by truth and righteousness. Accordingly, it is essential a person continues to reflect upon their character, seeking to eliminate their weaknesses. In terms of discerning right from wrong, as I said, a believer should always seek instruction directly from the Holy Quran. Furthermore, in light of Islam's teachings, the Prophet ﷺ urged his followers to pursue knowledge. He taught that true intelligence and understanding correlate directly with righteousness, and that wisdom and foresight are unattainable without turning towards Allah. It is easy to claim to believe in Allah, but to prove that claim, we must turn towards Him at all times. An atheist or non-believer may credit whatever they achieve to their intelligence and personal efforts. Certainly, if they work hard, they will attain a degree of success. However, because they are bereft of divine guidance, their knowledge and faculties can only take them so far. Thus, if an atheist and a sincere believer work in the same field, and the believer who seek Allah's guidance and help will immediately reap far greater rewards and enduring success. In terms of our Jamaat, so far, we have only had one truly outstanding example of an Ahmadi who reached the pinnacle of the scientific world, Dr. Abdul Salam. In all his groundbreaking works, he drew inspiration from the Holy Quran at every step. Today, with the grace of Allah, there are also many Ahmadis who are excelling in academia, research, and a wide range of professional disciplines. Their work is being recognized by their peers, and their contributions are having a positive impact in their respective fields. Yet, there is much further to go. Our Jamaat must seek to produce many more people who, whilst bearing witness to the glory of Allah, scale the peaks of human knowledge. It was during the era of Khalifatul Masih III, Salis, that Dr. Salam Sahib won the Nobel Prize in Physics. The third Khalifa himself had a great passion for learning and education, and so he launched a scheme urging Ahmadis to excel in science and to strive to follow in the footsteps of Dr. Salam. He said that achieving this objective required Ahmadis to relentlessly pursue excellence in their fields, whilst also striving to develop an intimate bond with Allah, the Almighty. Whilst those who deny the existence of God may reap the rewards of their labor, a believer who dismisses Allah's help and considers their achievements be a result of their effort alone shall be guilty of hypocrisy and deceit. Hence, to succeed, a believer must act upon Allah's commands and combine this with hard work and sincere prayer. If an Ahmadi pursue knowledge in this way, they shall witness the blessings of Allah rain down upon them, and they will be granted success after success. Regarding the pursuit of knowledge, the Prophet Muhammad stated that certain religious people or clerics viewed science as dangerous and believed it led people away from religion or belief in God. The Prophet ﷺ categorically rejected this opinion. He said that human knowledge and enlightenment emanate from Allah, and so there is no reason to fear scientific discoveries. He urged his followers to learn modern sciences and affirmed that rationality and reason were entirely in keeping with the teachings of Islam. In reality, it was the lack of scientific knowledge and understanding that led certain religious figures to reject modern science. Their ignorance left them exposed and fearful. Unsurprisingly, atheists seized upon their hesitancy as proof that science and religion were inherently incompatible. However, the Prophet ﷺ refuted these claims. Instead, he said, believers should acquire scientific knowledge and not harbor any form of anxiety or inferiority complex in this regard. He explained that reason and knowledge descended from the heaven as a form of spiritual light, and intelligent minds with the capacity to absorb it remain ever engaged in the pursuit of such enlightenment. He gave a beautiful example of how when rain falls from the heaven, its effect depends on the soil it lands upon. If the rain lands upon fertile ground, the earth draws benefit and produces beautiful, fragrant flowers and rich crops. Conversely, if the same rain falls upon barren land, nothing but weeds and thorns will result. The Prophet ﷺ said that the same is true with human intelligence. If a person sincerely believes Allah to be the creator of the worlds and earnestly seeks to understand his creation, then Allah opens their minds in a way that enables them to surpass others. Their minds become a fertile ground, absorbing the light of knowledge that remains hidden to others. As I said, the Prophet ﷺ refuted those clerics who said science was dangerous and to be shunned. He described the souls of such clerics as trembling in the face of philosophy and modern research. They feared science because they did not understand it and did not possess the wisdom to recognize that it actually went hand in hand with the teachings of Islam. Thus, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ urged his followers not only to pursue scientific knowledge, but to harness their discoveries in support of Islam's teachings and to prove its truth. This is a great challenge for all of you as Waqfin and all. Whereas atheists try to use science to disprove the existence of God, it is your duty, especially those who have an aptitude and interest in science, to use it to prove his existence. Seek to dismantle the allegations laid against religion through the power of reason and rationality. At this time, some of you are serving as full-time Waqfe Zindagis, while the majority of you are either working externally or remain engaged in studies. Regardless of your chosen path, you must strive to reach its pinnacle. Thereafter, whenever you achieve success or make a breakthrough, proclaim to the world that the knowledge you gained was inspired by the word of God, and that the practical manifestation of Allah's teachings is revealed through science, nature, and world around us. At the same time, never let the pursuit of knowledge breed arrogance or take you away from your faith. The Prophet I have warned that some people become so infatuated by their knowledge and education that instead of drawing closer to Allah, they join the ranks of those who believe that science and religion oppose one another. As a result, they focus purely on secular knowledge and distance themselves from God. Therefore, as Waqf-e-Nau, you must heed this warning and remain vigilant against all forms of pride. As you strive to excel in your pursuit of knowledge, never neglect the rites of worship owed to Allah the Almighty. Crucially, you must never miss any of the 5 daily prayers. You must read and study the Holy Quran on a daily basis, as well as reading the books of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and other religious books. Moreover, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ also said that the cornerstone of your faith required us to adopt the highest moral standards within our homes. Thus, treat your family with love and compassion, and ensure that an atmosphere of loving affection remains present at all times within your home. In this way, your home life will also be a living testament to the blessings of Waqf-e-Nau. Others will see that even if you are not working full-time as employee of the Jamaat, your homes remain enveloped in Allah's grace and mercy, proving that those who pledge their lives for the sake of their faith are blessed with true contentment and happiness. Now, as the Ijtima draws to a close, I wish to conclude by reminding you again that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ taught us that the key to attaining all forms of success and prosperity is righteousness. So strive to adopt it by acting in accordance with the commands of Allah at all times. Only then will you gain the nearness of Allah. Only then will you attain the rewards and blessings of your faith. Only then will you receive the joys of the world. Only then will your homes be content. Only then will you be a means of peace for those around you. Only then will you be a true role model. And only then shall you do justice to the pledge of Waqf-e Nau. May Allah the Almighty enable you to understand what I have said, and may you act upon it so that you fulfill the purpose of your lives and guide others towards Allah. May you all prove to be source of lasting benefit for mankind, and may you fulfill the demands of being a Waqf-e Nau and serve the cause of Islam, Ahmadiyyat, with the utmost distinction throughout your lives. Ameen. Now join me in silent prayer. Ameen. I